The Simba Room Effect from RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org.
Welcome to The Simba Room Effect, brought to you by Dave, Matthew, and the guys from the Coriolis Effect podcast. I'm Dave. And this is an actual play podcast telling the ongoing story of Granite Hold and the adventures of Potboy the Ogre and Rado Maramai and Grendel the Changelings. This scenario has only been lightly edited into 5 parts. So let us take you into the dark and mysterious world of Simba Room, to the kingdom of Ambria and the forests of Davakar. Sit back and enjoy The Tale of Troubled Spirits, Part 3. Previously, on The Simba Room Effect, Potboy, Rado Maramai and Grendel found out more about Ivan Tor's desire to force the changelings out of Granite Hold when a gang of hired heavies starts a brawl in the inn. On mystical investigation, Rado finds out for sure that Tor is behind the troublemakers, and Amla eventually comes clean. Tor threatened him with an ultimatum. Kick the changelings out, or Tor would see the inn closed down. Even apprehending the thugs and their leader, a local Ambrian called Veerly, didn't seem to help matters. The town watch took them away, only for Grendel to see the town council gather at the watch house shortly after. Fearing the worst, Potboy visited Kalugo again, looking for more help from their new-found ally.
It seems like barely an hour since I saw you.
I draw up, I smile at his joke, I draw up the smallest stool I can find, just for a cinematic visual effect.
he's clicking his fingers and they're bringing over a big flagon of ale for you.
Thank you. I take the ale and then I say...
You say?
Bloody hell.
Ivan Tor is behind Philly and the trouble.
Doesn't surprise me.
Now the Cabal meets. I think before the end of the night, papers will be served against the goblins.
Well, they can't just kick them out.
They can't serve the papers.
They have a legal, you know, they've got a right. They were the first to, you know, they were here with the first people. I don't see how they could just try and throw them. They could try.
They can't get to the inn. They can't serve the papers.
What are you suggesting?
I sit back on my stool and say...
I wish I had a darkness point now to have the stool break. But I don't, unfortunately.
I'm sure you can bring some in.
I point to all the people of Goblin Town. Keep the city clean. They make sure it runs smoothly. The Ambrians don't struggle to find the words because I can't. I don't talk very often. Don't
appreciate.
Yeah, impressive to practice more.
I wondered whether maybe this afternoon and evening all those people who like to work hard to keep the city might want to come and gather around the inn just to show the Ambrians how much work goes on.
What you're proposing is kind of civil war between
peaceful
goblins and the Ambrians here, and not sure that's really in my best interests, or any of Goblin's best interests, really.
You came to protect the inn before.
Yeah, I just didn't want Amla and Elgor to get beaten up.
And now you see them evicted.
Well, they're not evicted yet, are they?
There's a judge. There's a priest. There's the city watch. They sit together, the Ambrians, and make the laws.
I'll think about it. Okay, Potboy, I'll think about it.
As ever, it is all I ask. Drink my flagon of ale. Good ale.
Welcome anytime, Potboy.
Not as good as ours.
I get up and leave. Okay. Right, back to the Eastern Square, Andy.
Well, just watching us. Well, I can't even. Well, while he's doing that, I suppose I could try and change myself into a kind of watchman's appearance, couldn't I?
You could.
And try and just
wander. The watch is quite small, there's only about 20 of them.
Yeah, so they would.
So. You might. If anybody looks at you in any detail, they would quite quickly get that you weren't a true watchman.
Mm-hmm. No, I suppose at the moment then I'll
just... Does this do clothes, this thing?
It does, yeah.
It does, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Well, if I change myself into one of them, I'd bump into him as walking around there. So the ones who want that, I imagine, be around the walls, won't they?
Yeah, you normally have, you know, a couple on each of the gates on duty at any one time, a couple in the actual watch house itself, and then the rest will be off duty. Matt, you notice as you walk past, back past the Tanaris house, that it looks all locked up and there's no lights on or anything inside. No fires or anything. Tone, you're back at the inn. I guess you're both at the inn, aren't you?
Yeah, I go, so yeah.
The afternoon is...
Uh-huh. Well, I just having him...
Really moving on.
Yeah. Is it still busy there or is it...
At the inn? No, it's... significantly quieter after the brawl. Quite a lot of people who were left when the brawl was happening and haven't come back. So it's quite quiet at the moment at the inn.
You're going to check in on Elgar? Seems very awake.
He's still asleep. Yeah, seems similar to before.
Is he still looking feverish?
Still looking, yeah.
Okay, I'll get some fresh damp cloth.
Yep.
Any costs for you?
Ambler says you can try and feed him a little bit of soup if you wish. That's what I would do normally this time of day. You know when he eats some of it.
Okay, I'll get some soup then, see if I...
So he still remains kind of out of it. He doesn't really ever probably wake up, but he does eat some soup.
How long has passed now since they've all gone into the...
Maybe an hour?
An hour. Okay.
So it's now sort of 5 o'clock, a bit later than 5 o'clock. So you've got an hour probably before the bell starts to ring.
All right.
You're awake, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I better tell Matt, I'll tell.
Sorry, was I looking asleep?
Yes, yes you were. You were looking very... I think I'll go down to the... Which way are we? I'm going there to see if the watch house is still occupied or... Are they still in there or...
The watch house always has a...
No, but I mean the people, are they still... There's a meeting going on there.
You can't tell from outside. So they went in, into a room that you couldn't see into. Didn't know which room they were in. They might well have left in the hour since you've been away. You've got no way of telling at this moment.
He's watched his face up on his balcony, any sign of him up on his balcony?
Not at the moment, no.
Yeah. I will tell the goblin, what's his name, the... What's it? Well, not the bedridden one.
Amler.
That there may be trouble. I'll tell them that they seem to be having a meeting.
Okay, he kind of, shrugs. He says, well, if they want to cause trouble, then they're going to cause trouble. We'll deal with it when it arises. You're back by now, yeah. Is your recording on?
I head back to the inn.
Yep.
And I guess I'll start packing the two changelings bags for them.
Thanks for the support. Well, God,
thank you.
I know.
Well, good go.
I'm seriously tempted just to bring it back.
Thank you very much.
Because my loyalty is to the goblins. Well, I mean, you know, you two have proved yourselves. Very friendly.
Thank you.
But you're not quite brothers to me, quite in the same way that the two goblins are kind of like parents.
Yeah, I'm not sure Ambler's agreeing to kick them out, though.
No, I'm sure he will.
So you can pack their bags if you like, but if Ambler says they can stay, then that's probably more pertinent.
I have got half a mind to pack their bags, just a comedic value.
No, I haven't got that much.
Yeah, it's an example of the fabled ogre humour that we
have. Shame, yeah.
Where are you now?
Back at the inn.
You're back at the inn.
So you're all back at the inn, yeah. About half an hour before the bells start ringing. Are you going to
mention the house then?
I'm going to guide you out.
Go on.
I'm going to tell you, obviously. Not one I can show.
Oh.
So obviously you know the layout of the house, obviously. Yes, you lived there for 10 like, years or more.
Yeah, right.
15 years.
So I'll take you back to the house.
The house, yeah.
I'll come as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I indicate to you that there was activity in this house. Has it been empty?
Yes.
So, all right.
Yeah, as far as you know, since the
Friday,
Tanaris family was kicked out, it's been empty.
Do any of you... I know, I rattle the locked door handle and I look questioningly at the two of you.
What's it needed for that?
And it would be probably a discreet role.
All right.
On some of the
cunning? I think cunning. Cunning. Yeah, cunning probably.
Well, the one thing I am is cunning. Not much else. But she's something else.
You have a cunning plan.
Cunning, yeah.
So I think, you can try and pick the lock.
I will try and pick the lock.
If you have something. I mean, these are really very basic. Very basic locks. This is a very basic house. So yes, it would be a cunning roll to try and pick the lock.
Okay, I'll try and pick the lock then. Just a straightforward cunning, no modification.
Yeah, it is really easy. I'll give you +2.
Okay, that means I can only fail on a 20. Here we go. More than one eye.
That's
7.
It's funny, isn't it, where you just get the sense it's going to be a 20.
I succeed.
Okay, yeah, you've unlocked the door. And it opens ready.
Okay, I have got my sword in there, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so, yeah.
Clear.
Bear with me a moment.
I look to...
Okay. Do you want to move that plastic thing?
I look to Brendel to go first.
So, yeah, Andy, you know the house as well. There's a ground floor here, 2 fireplaces, the big old wooden table that used to sit around his air. The sort of the kitchen stuff is all here. Storeroom, stairs up to 2 bedrooms and the main master bedroom, and then down into the cellar.
Okay. Is there any heat coming from the fireplace? Has it been lit or anything?
As you go to test it,
heat.
I warn you that it'll be hot because
what?
The fires were both burning.
They're both burning, alright.
No, neither of those were burning, I said. So they weren't burning, but there was definitely something down below. There was light, flickering light coming up through the,
what, from the cellar.
Yeah.
Alright. Okay, we'll go. And you. Oh, God.
So you're in. Can you each make a vigilant test at -5?
Oh no!
-5.
5.
Oh, hell.
Nope. Critical failure.
Okay.
Ooh, what's that?
6, just bugger about.
No, just failed.
-5, no, fail.
Nope. Okay, can you then make vigilant tests at normal?
Yes, I succeeded on that one.
No, just by 1.
Okay, well, as you're coming in,
mm-hmm.
You know, the door's obviously made a little bit of noise.
Mm-hmm.
You can, Tony, you can hear something scuttling down in the cellar.
Scuttling.
Or just a scuffed kind of movement sound.
Something's moving down in the cellar.
Hey, what you say?
Okay, for the purpose of the test, that's everyone behaving like Potboy.
There is only one way down to the cellar.
Yes,
that's
the idea to have to take a lighted brand down there, wouldn't it?
I say, And then...
Yeah, and that translates as...
So I... I pointed to two of them and to the staircase to the cellar.
Yes.
I pointed to myself.
Yes. Are you saying you're
I pointed
first?
To the stairs upstairs. And I made this motion.
A running
motion.
So
a running motion. Trying to say that he's going to go upstairs. The stairs and make a load of noise.
Oh, right.
To try and bring
up...
That
was coming
up the up wherever's down in the cellar. Yeah, I'll whisper that.
Excellent.
Skippy says he's going to go upstairs and make a diversion, and we can hide down here and see what happens.
So, once that's agreed,
yeah, after about 5 hours,
stride okay. without bothering to make a
trying to find hole. Somewhere to hide around the top of these stairs, yeah. sword drawn.
Okay, well, this is basically like a gap in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then the steps going down, so it's...
So you want to be hiding...
It's not a wall or anything.
Yeah.
So it's just... Imagine Skyrim.
And I go up the stairs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Noisily.
Okay. Both of you two need to make discreet rolls then, please.
Oh, should we see if I can make the right balls of it?
Do we want to give you a bonus or not? No, no bonuses either way.
Surely I should make a discreet roll, and if I fail my discreet roll, they get a bonus. Because I'm being...
No. Duh.
Oh, you're so unfair.
Yeah. Nearly as cruel as Matt when it comes to... What
I know, exactly. I'm learning from Matt's fine example.
So, discreet.
Oh, so just do one, sod it.
Oh. Two successes, one of them critical. A one and a two.
Okay.
Fail.
For once, I'm as discreet as...
A church mouse.
On a very discreet kind of day.
Nope, I'm just lunging around.
Okay, where are you turning around? Around the trap, around the stairs there, and Andy, likewise?
I think I'm probably kind of hiding around this end so I can see down. But
yes,
they're coming up this way.
Yeah. If something is coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody does come up, actually,
okay.
Or something.
And Andy?
Yeah, anyway, so I've blundered around making as much noise as possible.
But in a position where I could have kind of jumped down on the stairs behind them if they...
So they would be coming up that kind of way, wouldn't they?
Yeah. They'll be going from left to right on the diagram. Yeah. You're left, right, not
toes. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Well, I suppose just around there, yeah, just that side of the table, just there, yeah.
Okay, so you've bumped into a chair that's something. A bit rickety or something. Yeah. The chair you used to sit in as a kid and you used to love rocking it on the two legs that were too short and make it go clunk, 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 clunk.
Well, I've managed to do it.
Really
now.
Annoyed your parents, which is amazing that they loved you enough to not want to just get rid of you when they had the chance.
Despite the fact you were a changeling.
Thank you.
But, again, it's like flashback to your childhood where you bump into it and it goes clunk, 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 clunk.
So you mean that I'm having a... I can't remember what you call them now. The whole word.
Orgasm?
brain freeze?
Yeah, brain freeze. That'll do. Well, that's what they call...
Why is that word so funny?
What? Which? Brain freeze?
Yeah, no. Brain freeze. It's not funny at all, is it?
No.
Hey, okay, anyway. Right, so you're now in those positions. Potboy, are you stopping? Or just you
No,
you
I'm going
always the top?
Up the stairs to make it sound like... And I am, in fact, probably going to search the rooms upstairs noisily.
Okay. So, over the noise of Potboy stomping around upstairs, you do hear... Something come to the bottom of the stairs by the cellar.
Right. I might as well cast the old...
Brimstone cascade!
Yes! Burn the place down.
You can also hear what sounds like steel being drawn.
Shh! I might as well cast an... storm arrow then.
Okay, I don't think that's silent.
Is it?
I mean, I think you'll say something to cast.
Do you?
I would suspect.
Well, yeah, it's fine.
Kind of casting a spell.
Can you whisper it?
Yeah. You can probably whisper it, yeah.
Can I do a pot boy?
You cast it in sign language.
Yes, yeah.
No, you can't cast it in sign language. Make a discreet roll then, Andy. With no modifier. Just to see how well you cast it in the quiet.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
It doesn't help when you swear.
Okay. A figure starts coming up here. It's not really dark yet, but you do hear the bells of the church start to ring.
Oh, joy.
And you can see what looks like a goblin coming up the stairs, holding a sword. But you're completely shrouded in shadow. You've just found the perfect spot with your excellent die roll. He doesn't see you. He's popping his head up and he's looking over here because he's definitely heard Grendel at least once, probably twice. Uh-huh. Okay, Matthew, where are you going first up here?
Nearest door to me.
That one.
That one. Yeah, actually, I didn't spot that one. Yeah, that one first.
So, yeah, come up the stairs. There's a door immediately on the right before there's a corridor on the right, and that leads into a storeroom.
Okay. Can't change anything there. Slam it shut.
It's quite dark, empty. There are shelves and things in there, but there's nothing on them.
Okay. What's at the far end of the corridor there?
That's a ladder going up to attic hatch.
Go up the ladder.
Which... You fear that the ladder might be too weak for you, and the hatch is definitely too small.
Are you saying you haven't drawn the attic space?
I can draw an attic space, but
there's not much point in me going up there.
If you want to go up there, go up there.
No, it's okay. No, it's fine. No, I know where the rails are set.
Well, you could have just not had a ladder up to that if you wanted. Yeah. You not have the opportunity.
Obviously, this ladder isn't high lit in that sort of colour. That means you could climb it. And until I've done something else in this adventure.
So yeah.
When you walk up to it.
You have to walk up to it and look at it. And then press climb.
And then press B. I will go into the door to the side of the ladder.
That one there.
Yeah.
Okay. As you step around here, I need you to make a discreet roll.
Discreet roll.
You'll fail it.
With a minus?
No, actually, a vigilant roll, sorry.
Vigilant roll.
At minus 5.
At minus 5. 15. Now, if you give me plus 5, that would have worked. But minus 5.
Great, it's minus 5. And so the thing that is there, that's been hearing you come up, stabs you.
Stabs me?
So you need to make a defence.
Tries to stab me.
You need to make a defence roll. at minus 2.
Minus 2 defence. 14. Now, if it had been a 4, that would have been fine. But
okay, can I have a d6, please, somebody?
Oh, d6. Ooh.
Thank you. So that's 5 damage.
Ouch, that hurts a bit.
Tony, you get action, if you want one. Before we go into initiatives. 5, 4, 3,
I'm not going to check it, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Who are you, and what are you doing in this house?
Okay. Initiatives. The guy jumps. Well, the goblin jumps. Because he obviously hadn't detected you at all, and this voice has just come out right beside him.
Do us ogres have any form of night vision?
I thought so.
Oh, by the way, in Forbidden Lands, you do, as a goblin.
All right.
But in daytime, every quarter day... you lose 1 point of agility because the sun's too bright.
What about those annoying little critters called halflings?
No, they're daytime creatures. That's why you spend all your nights looking over their villages.
Going to get some sunglasses for the day or something.
Okay.
Sunglasses? Sunglasses? What are these things you talk
about?
Well,
as long as you sleep, 2 points of agility over the course of the day is not dreadful.
What is your agility?
2, 5.
Yeah.
The basic means if we're going to get into a fight, we want to get into a fight early. Rather than late. I do my fighting before breakfast because after lunch I can't see a damn thing. Fine. Okay, back to Simba Room.
Alright.
I don't have any night vision, so I can't see what's up here.
No. Okay. I mean, it's not pitch because it's still the sun hasn't quite got down yet, but it's gloomy.
There's no windows in this corridor.
I guess there's a couple of windows along here, probably.
Okay.
So it's gloomy, but it's not pitch dark. And there's a figure. Ooh. Humanoid figure, in fact.
Goblin or higher?
Goblin-sized. So...
could be a goblin.
Quickness, then, please, people.
9.
5.
It hasn't changed since the last time you asked.
I know, but I don't remember all of these things all the time.
And you might as well have a list.
Annoying player annoying player desire who deserves to die horribly, horribly.
GM gives Potboy the finger.
And now you're
I might edit that bit out.
I just impose a beep. Yeah, you got to be careful. I've got a goblin with his sword in your guts at the moment, so it's like you ought to be a bit more careful, maybe. Okay, so Andrew, you go first.
Okay, I should say what?
If you wish to act.
I wish to act.
All you've heard is Potboy making a lot of noise upstairs and go, "Ah!"
Yeah, still making a lot of noise upstairs.
So you don't even know for sure that he's been attacked, no. But he has made a bit of a ouch kind of noise.
Well, I'll naturally. We think that they're on our side, don't we, at the moment? So.
Well, all goblins aren't just.
Yeah. Well, so what do you want? Challenge him. Challenge him. What are you doing here at my parents' house?
Okay. So they go on 10.
Uh-huh.
So the one with you, Matt, is going to strike you again. So that's again, it's your defence at -2.
-2, even though I'm aware of him now.
Yes. Because of that, his accuracy is quite good. Okay, can I buy that d6 again, please?
No.
There's 6 points of damage.
Oh, one. I preferred it when you gave a standard set of damage. That would have been 3. As it is, it's 5.
The guy guy here dashes back down. Lovely. In his action.
So I don't have a chance, I suppose. I should have asked if I had a chance to fire any of those bolts off you, didn't I?
Because you challenged him instead.
Oh, right, okay.
So he then has his action, which is getting his head down. Matthew, it's your action on with this goblin.
Did we bring our swords?
Yes. I definitely brought mine. Well,
I think it's... Yeah, I'm content that if you could... Yeah.
Okay.
And we definitely did bring torches and large stuff. And
don't think you brought torches, but...
Right, well, I will attack him.
Cascade will light things up soon.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll attack him.
Yep. Hang on, let me just check. His defence is 8. So you get +2 on your to hit.
I hit him.
Okay.
And I do, with my sword, d10 +d6.
That
seems to hurt. 10 D6.
4. 13 damage.
13 damage.
Okay, what's his toughness? Ow. Okay. Even if I roll a 4 on this, you've cut him in half. Okay, yeah. You've basically cleaved him in two.
Okay.
And it collapses on the ground and the shape shifts.
Ah, that's one of those old little things again.
And you recognise the body of one of those imps that you'd seen before.
Oh, not these guys again.
And I shout, "Imps! Bastard imps!"
Redo, it's your turn.
So, Brimstone Cascade, to cast that...
You need to see them.
I need to see them.
Yep. So you've got a movement action.
Yep.
Can change this in the night or not?
No.
Not all,
I don't think so.
Is there any light coming up from the cellar, like a fire down there?
No. You can smell the smell of a fire that had been put out. Maybe not immediately, but a little while ago.
Is it completely pitch dark down there?
It's pretty dark down there, yeah.
But there's no other ways out from down there.
No.
So... No. So then, goes down there. It's not going anywhere.
Well, we know there's nowhere else.
Now, this is still the same day as we had the brawl.
Yes.
Night in the train.
Yep.
So I'm still basically knackered. So I'm a bit wary about just going down there and getting my head kicked in.
You too?
Again?
Mm-hmm.
How many toughness points have you got left?
4.
More than me.
How many have you got left?
3.
Well, I must go down and get my head kicked in then, why isn't
I? If you come down, I can do some medic or something.
So it's your action though, Tone. So
I'm going to have a look around up here, see if we can find anything to... A tinderbox or anything we can... like some wood in the fire that we can kind of make a makeshift torch with.
There are actually a couple of torches.
Oh, right.
And tinderbox on the table over here.
Okay, so I'll light the torches.
Okay, well, your action is obviously just a quick search around. So
okay.
You look around, you spot them, which is kind of your action.
Okay.
So the next round, Andrew, it's Grendel to go first.
Well, I'll take one of the torches from you then.
Well, he hasn't got them yet, he's just...
There's some torches over there.
All right, okay. Well,
it's quite dark down those stairs.
Yeah.
Although walking down there with a torch is going to make you a pretty easy target.
Okay, well, I'm going to say, so we're going to drop out of initiative for the moment, because he's...
Well, I'm going to keep an eye on Bob.
Keeping a low profile down below at the moment.
Well, while you're doing the torches, I shall watch that and make sure that he doesn't try and jump back out and,
Yeah, because you successfully casted the storm arrow, didn't
I did, yes.
And while I'm just going to call out down. Look, you can come up. We just want to talk to you. We don't mean you any harm.
Do I hear you say that?
Yep, you can hear
that. Apart from the guy I've accidentally split in half up here.
Well, obviously they're looking for the old hearties again, aren't they?
Okay, Matthew, what are you doing?
Right, I am more carefully now. Realising there may be more people up here, checking all the other rooms before going down.
Yep, okay. So you get no response, Tony, from your shout down below. Well, you can hear kind of movement.
Uh-huh.
Do we get any sense of, is it just this one individual moving, or is there more than one down there?
Make a vigilant roll.
Can I help him?
Against his... Oh, yes, at minus five, I'm afraid.
Yeah. No
chance. I failed that.
No. Yeah, well, I make a...
No, you just get a sense of movement. You don't really even hear it.
Okay, but when the torch is ready, and it's burning nicely.
Yep.
Okay. I shall step into the deep unknown then.
Okay, that takes you a couple of minutes to get all that sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, you have a quick look at these. These all look... I mean, the bed frames are still there, but there's a little bit of furniture still there, but otherwise...
It's dusty and unused.
Very dusty and unused, yeah.
Okay. Oh, very dusty. Can I see imp footprints?
Yeah, you can see some scuffs.
Does it tell me anything?
Not really. I think the only thing it suggests is maybe that the beds were being used, perhaps. Okay.
Right. But the beds haven't got sheets on or anything like that. Just mattresses.
Yeah.
Okay then.
Not even really mattresses. These are more like pallets with straw and straw mattresses on them.
I'm heading down the stairs to Radamaramai, touching my bleeding stomach.
Yep, okay.
Okay.
So, Tone, are you going to... Medicus?
So you're down?
Yes,
I will. Medicus, how bad are you? So I only have one helmet only left. I need to get hold of some.
I am down to a quarter of my toughness.
Which is how much?
I've currently got 10 points of damage, and my maximum is 13.
Okay, I'll use my helmet only then. On this occasion.
How do you work out hit points?
Toughness.
That succeeds.
It's not toughness, it's your so I do one strength is your
six
equals your toughness.
Oh, that's what I meant, okay.
You could roll
four
toughness points back. But I have now used my only.
Alright, so I've lost
the remedy.
So I'm down to 10 at the moment, so okay. So when the torch is ready, I shall walk down there, so I die.
Are you injured as well?
No, I've lost four, so I'm all right at the moment.
Well, I can do Medicus on you without having me. I just only do one, if I succeed, I only do 1d4. Oh,
okay.
It's once per day, remember.
Once per day, per patient.
Yep.
Okay.
But I've got,
so then when I die horribly.
17, yep, that just succeeds.
1d4 then.
2 points back.
All right. Okay. Great.
Okay, as you're doing this Medicus, you do begin to see a little bit of light coming up, quite faint, and you can hear kind of a murmuring.
Oh dear.
And smelling. That light, is it from setting the whole house on fire?
It is a fire smell.
But it's very low kind of light. It doesn't...
Slumming?
It's not looks like there's been a huge, oil fire. Or something. It's not like it's blazing. It's just a little bit.
About
the same amount as you expect from a torch, if there was a torch down there.
Well.
He said he can hear a murmuring. Like a voice murmuring.
Casting, maybe.
Right, I pulled my shield off my back.
Oh, well, I'll go down to the
sword.
Go.
Who's going first?
I've only got four toughness left.
I've
still got... I'd rather stand back and do...
How many have you got?
Grimstone and
Cast. I've got 12 at the moment.
You've got 12? You're quite tough for an elf, aren't you?
Yes, I'm an annoying little...
For an elf?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Changeling. Yes. Annoying little tosser, yes, I know.
So what's your total maximum toughness?
14.
He's tough than you, aren't he?
We've been over this before. We were arguing about this last time before you start sucking. I'm sorry.
Well, you're both tougher than me, if that makes you happy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's easy being tougher than you, Tony.
Yes, people don't hurt you, though, when they hit you.
Yeah, that is true. They don't... I get an extra d6 of hit points.
Can you all make vigilant tests?
Well, we're arguing about who's the toughest.
you've been in this house now for about 15 minutes, probably.
No.
I succeed in my vigilance. I'm rolling on a d10. Because my vigilance is 10.
I'm going to roll on a d6, so that succeeds as well.
I roll a d8.
But I do still succeed with a 2 on my vigilance.
I rolled a d8 on my vigilance.
You do sense that there's something
stunned,
just wrong about this place. There's something weird.
We really want to go down there.
You could make a d10 roll now. Somebody, please, just any of you.
A d10 roll. I've got a d10 handy. 10.
Let's hope high is good.
Let's hope high is or 0. He's never been in this game.
It's just like this.
Okay, I need you all to make a strong test, please. Unamended.
Strong.
13. Tell me if you fail.
No, 4. 5.
I succeed.
Yes, we all succeed.
You all succeed, okay. There's something about this place that's just making you...
ill.
Unhappy.
It's just me and my house.
Feels wrong.
I know what it is that's making me unhappy. It's that the bloody changeling's got an extra toughness.
It is a bit odd, isn't it? I always thought that. Actually, the ogre should.
Well, you allow me to roll this bloody character.
No, it's not you. It's the just the system. But I mean, there should be you get robust, which gives you a lot of bonuses and benefits. But actually, you're not as tough and not as strong as the changeling.
No, he's tougher than me.
Toughness, he's not. Not on his attribute.
It's okay, I can live with it.
But you are tougher in that you've got the robust capability. Actually, that does work out reasonably well. If you look beyond the numbers.
Yeah.
Actually.
I'm looking beyond the numbers. Yeah. Don't worry.
Stop pouting then.
Right? Serve yourself, sir, about it.
You said there was something making me feel bad.
If you're so upset about it, you can go downstairs first if you want.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. See how long your toughness lasts. I'll be right behind you.
Oh, thank you.
With a sword in your back.
Yes.
Okay.
Now we're going downstairs.
I'd like to point out I could deal 16 points of damage.
Yes, you are stronger than me. Yes, I can only do 8 to d8 there.
So you're going downstairs first, are you, Andy? Yeah. Okay. Who's going second? Who's going third?
I'm going second, and he's staying up here.
You're not coming down
at all? No, I'm going down. Yeah.
You sure?
Okay. Yeah, I'll stand back and cast Brimstone Cascade and then back away.
Right,
yeah. I'll see what's going on. So if I see you both being horribly killed, then it's on there and you just run away.
Fair enough.
Well, if I stay up here, I might not know what's happening.
Well, you can hear the screams, though, can't you? Well, you won't hear the screams from him.
He'll be doing sign language. For...
Okay, so there is a little bit of light down here. And it's coming from this corner over here.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy, you were in a Grendel, you obviously know this place very well. It's where you grew up. Mm-hmm. You've been down to this cellar many times. and
it definitely didn't look like this.
No,
it definitely didn't. There's what appears to be a little sort of altar.
Oh God!
In there, and there's a circle of just stones, little stones.
Right.
Not like gravel, a bit big, you know, maybe dice-sized stones piled up. Only about 3 or 4 inches high off the ground, but in a circle. And before that is a little fire, which is where the light's coming from. And there are two small items on the altar that appear to be glowing.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to cast around and try and look around for that goblin imp thing or whatever before I step down any further.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, you can kind of guess that he's appears to be kind of behind some of the barrels that are over here.
Okay.
Not really making a big effort to hide.
Right.
But keeping in cover and saying, "Look, stay over there. I don't want to be cut in half."
Okay.
Don't want to be cut in half.
What about these bits?
Is there no sign of any other?
They're posts.
Posts holding the whole thing up. Yeah. All right, okay.
No sign of any other creatures?
Not that you can see.
Down here?
Nope. I'll make a vigilant roll, everybody, actually.
Uh-huh. Oh, failure. I don't need to see the pillar I'm walking into.
I failed. I can see.
Yeah, okay. You can't see, obviously, any other people.
I suppose they could be hiding behind those.
There's quite a lot of space to hide. There are boxes alongside here. There's some shelves here. The one thing you can see is that this fire, if you're listening, guys, the one thing you can see is the fire in front of the altar is growing. It's building up. He's after the grapes.
Is he? Tough. Well, nice grapes. Lovely grapes.
Well, they finished their grapes.
Yeah.
These are our grapes.
Yeah.
It's all right. Give us a grape and then I don't mind sharing.
Teach you to eat the last biscuit.
For the benefit of the tape, the GM is stuffing his mouth.
I'm feeling the irony that I'm going to swallow one the wrong way and die.
And we'll just stand and watch.
Right.
So I'm coming down the stairs, behind him.
And this fire's getting bigger and bigger, you said.
I succeeded in my vigilance roll.
The fire in this little sort of circle of these is getting stronger. It's not spreading, just the fire itself is getting stronger and stronger.
Well, I think I'm going to approach on the goblin and we're going to say, "What the hell are you doing?" You know, challenge him to what he's doing in my parents' house.
Are you walking towards him?
Yes.
Okay. As you get to about here, he pops up, fires a crossbow, pops back down again.
All right.
And the bolt lands in the ground in front of you. He says, "Don't come any closer. Don't come any closer." You can hear him reloading his crossbow. The fire is starting to crackle a bit.
I'm counting to myself.
Counting.
Okay, don't kill his. Are you doing possum mate. I mean, that bloody hell. That was, I only had 5 in one go. The whole packet's gone, nearly.
Well, we're getting another 5 now, are we?
Yeah. I think I bought them in the hope that I'd eat these instead of Pringles and biscuits. Might have done as well as that. Yeah, I've been really healthy. I've had some fruit.
I suppose I could shoot back at them. Oh, what the hell?
You can have a shot if you want.
Yeah. I hit automatically, don't I?
If you can see him, so...
Can I see him, or...?
No, not really.
Not really.
Can I... automatically? See him well enough to cast Brimstone Cascade?
Storm Arrow.
Can I see him well enough, his position well enough to cast Brimstone Cascade on him?
Yeah, probably.
I think I'll do that then.
Okay. So that takes some corruption, doesn't it?
Yeah, is it 1d4?
1d4.
4
temporary corruption.
Excellent. Only 4 have rolled on a d4 today.
Okay, and then it's is it a resolute?
Resolute against quick test. If I succeed, I do 1d12 damage. If I fail, I do 1d6.
Okay, against quick. So that's no bonus or anything.
Okay, so it gets resolute. I should have one die. That's a succeed. So it's d12 of damage.
Two
damage.
Okay, then you blast on it. He goes, oh, damn you! And then we're into initiatives.
Okay.
So he goes first. Or does he? No, he doesn't. He goes second. So, Andrew, you go first.
You go first, do I? I must close the space. I can't see him if he's used throwing bolts.
No, because he's kind of behind the... You don't have a line of sight.
Okay. Well, I shall close on him then.
Yeah, you can do that if you use both your actions to move. Mm-hmm. You can get by the barrel where he's hiding.
I'll tell him if he stops casting something where he's suddenly, he may get out of here alive.
Okay, as you run up,
mm-hmm.
he kind of stands and looks you in the eye.
Oh God, I could lose magic.
He's crossbow.
Now this is his kind of his movement action.
Can he get a storm arrow in the eye then?
So,
I see you.
Andy, you need to make a resolute test.
Oh bugger. Mm-hmm.
At minus two.
Ooh, shit. Yeah, 12, 10. Yeah, 7, yes.
Okay. It feels a bit weird, mm-hmm. him staring at you like that, but he hasn't...
Hasn't scared me.
Hasn't done anything that you can detect.
Mm-hmm.
And with his combat action, he's firing his crossbow at you, Tony. Because you think he knows where the brimstone cascade's coming from. So, it's your defence at minus two.
Okay.
I'm assuming you put your armour on.
I'm assuming I put my armour on as well. Yeah, which means my defence is 3.
So at minus two, it's a 1.
Okay. Yes! 1!
Don't think I made these baddies... hard enough. You're going to start rolling ones now. It's getting a bit like that bloody Tales from the Loop game. Right. The crossbow kind of skims your shoulder and thuds into the wall behind you, but does miss you. Matthew, it's your go.
Right. And so, I've been counting how long it takes him to reload his crossbow.
Yeah, it's a movement action.
It's a movement action.
Yeah.
And it's 2 movement actions to get across there?
Yes. Did you use both your actions for the turn?
So he can still shoot me when I get there.
Yes, but you're the toughest.
I can't do anything when I'm there. So I will move... I will move to the... along the wall to the barrels over there.
Okay.
Okay. But just use that. Not come straight to him.
Okay. He can still see you, obviously.
Yeah.
But you can get to him in one move action next turn. Okay. Rado. It's your go. Your action.
So, Brimstone Cascade, I can just keep that going. Does that count as my...
That's a action. Free action to keep that going.
Well, I will keep that going.
You basically channel it.
Yeah.
Until your concentration is broken by taking damage or something.
So, well, I think...
Which is why I was trying to shoot you.
Probably all I'm going to do is just keep that going. I can move as well, yeah?
Yep.
So can I move somewhere that kind of takes me out of his line of sight, but keep the Brimstone Cascade going?
You have to have him in line of sight to do that. If you broke line of sight, you...
Can I kind of get behind one of these pillars? At least I can still see around it, so I'm not completely out of sight, but I still have some cover. If you try to shoot me again, I'll do that then. And I will.
Okay.
So Brimstone Cascade, do I need to roll again to see how much damage?
You roll the damage, yeah.
So, do I need to do the resolute test again? Or do I just keep doing rolling the d12 damage since I succeeded that for the first time? I can't remember what we did before.
I think you made your roll every time. Let me just look it up again.
I think, if I remember rightly, he was just rolling the damage.
Yeah, you might be right. Mm-hmm. I have to say, the index in these books are much better than the vast majority of gaming books I've ever come across. Mm. It says here, the effect of the power is active until the character fails a specific test detailed in the description of the power. But I'm sure we did play it, that all he had to do was keep channeling it.
Okay, that's fine. Running.
So it's not entirely clear, because here it does say, the effect of the power is active until the character fails a specific test. But it does say detailed in the description of the power.
Yeah, the things like the telepathic interrogation things, is a failed test severs the link and no one thinks...
What level are you at?
Novice.
Novice.
Novice. It strikes me, given what the adept level is, that actually you have to make a resolute to quick test.
So what every time you use it?
The adept power.
Oh, I don't know, actually. So, the novice test is an active test. The mystic lashes out with fire and brimstone against the target. If the mystic succeeds, d12. If it fails, d6. Adept, the mystic unleashes a chain of burning energy. If the mystic succeeds with the resolute test, the cascade deals d12. If it fails, only 6. If the target suffers the full d12 damage, the mystic may try to steer the flaming energy towards an additional target, and so on, until the mystic fails a resolute stroke quick test.
See, though, that what that's doing is it gives you multiple attacks in the same round.
Yeah.
So you're just chaining it across multiple targets, which continues until you fail your roll.
Yeah.
Which then implies you'd have to recast the spell if you wanted to do it again, which would come with 1d4 temporary corruption again. I do think we played it before.
You get the wrong.
You just kept
rolling
the damage until you either stopped or were injured.
Distracted.
Break the concentration or out of line of sight or something. I don't know, I'm feeling a bit conflicted now.
Mm. It does say it is an ongoing effect.
It does say the test is made for each target and repeated every turn on the character's initiative. Keeping an ongoing effect running counts as a free action. It lasts until the character fails a specific test. So I think that probably means you need to re-roll.
But it is a free action.
But it's a free action, yeah, so you don't lose anything. You don't get charged any more corruption until you have to recast the spell, because all you're doing is...
But if I fail and then test, does that end the Brimstone Cascade then? Obviously, I'll still do 1d6 damage then. But does then that end the Brimstone Cascade then? I would have to recast it?
Yes, probably. It's not clear. It's very ambiguous, isn't it?
Ah, you know what, though? In lots of other spells, ongoing is specified. So on the same page as Brimstone Cascade.
Example?
Anathema. The mystic can disperse a power's ongoing effects on a creature. Or the Adept Bend Will. It is ongoing and considered active until a mystic fails a test. It doesn't have ongoing at all in Brimstone Cascade.
So you've got to keep on doing it?
I think it probably does mean you need to keep rolling to keep it going.
Okay.
But does he take more damage though, or is
it? So what are you suggesting there, Matt, that Brimstone Cascade is a one-off, and every time you cast it, you have to take 1d4? Because very, very quickly, you then...
Yeah.
Right into permanent corruption.
I don't know. Well, you know the rules better than I do.
Yeah, not much. I think you need to make a fresh test each time, and when you fail, you do 1d6 damage.
And then you can't do it.
And then you can't do it again.
Okay. Let's go with that then. But
I think. Is that all right?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to test again. It's a resolute, which succeeds.
Yeah. So that's 1d12 damage.
12 damage. 10 damage.
10. 8. He bursts into flames.
He'll be dead then.
Screams. He kind of runs out, burning, and then falls in a heap over here. Dead.
Just as well, that wasn't a barrel full of gunpowder he was done. If you'd rolled 3 dice, it would have been gunpowder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hmm. So what are these idols and this thing? So,
what's going on over here then now with this fire?
You guys are the weirdo mystics. I'm staying way out of this one.
On the altar, you can see two items that look exactly like the two you've got in your barrel.
Yeah.
Back at the inn. And this ground within here is all very dry and cracked, and looks like the ground of a bit of a, you know, somewhere that's been suffering drought for hundreds of years.
Well, it doesn't.
So, just looking at this, does it look like that pile of pebbles that make the ring? Have they been formed from the spell? Is that the board of a thing that's growing out, and those pebbles are coming up out of the ground and building the wall?
They doesn't seem to be moving. No, they just seem to be in place. And that's about, and each square on that map is about a foot. So that's about 4 or 5 foot across that circle. 5 foot across, maybe, just about.
So can we walk round that then and get to the altar without going through the circle?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What do you reckon? Do we want to go and pick those hearts up off the altar?
Well, I'm not certain having a good feeling from them, really. What's the you said the beginning was felt kind of.
Yeah, this place is. Well, you didn't feel it, neither did you, but Potboy did feel that this place felt a bit. Something wrong with it.
Bad place. Bad mojo.
Corrupted stony hearts and all of it.
So you said the fire was growing and getting stronger. Is that still
burning?
Yep, still the case, still burning.
Is it getting bigger?
It's just getting stronger. It's not really getting bigger because it's about a circle, a foot across that sort of. Looks like really, it's more like a campfire, really. But it's just getting stronger. Not naturally so. It's quicker than you would a normal fire.
So it's drawing its power from the hearts. Their heat. Something that powers it. But what's it doing? Do you, with your mystical training, have some sort of detect magic type spell that might let you work out what's going on?
No, I don't really. I have beast lore, but this is not really about beastly creatures, is it? So I don't. My phone's our landline. It's almost always some pre-recorded spam or lots of.
Yeah, never same answer. For us. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Got a spam letter through the post.
Yeah,
really? Old school.
Old school. Same principle. It was, I've got X billion pounds from Hong Kong. It was had my name and everything, and Mr. Ian Tyler Jones or something had died in Hong Kong, leaving no heir.
No.
I'm in the money. Obviously, I've replied. I've handed over my bank details.
As you do.
Excellent. So,
just send me a check then. Thank you.
When I get my billion pounds, you'll be first on the list.
Excellent. I look forward to that then.
Are the flames actually burning the roof at all? No.
I'm going to very gingerly then kind of walk around one side towards these hearts and kind of just not that touch them, just put my hand towards them to see if the hearts feel hot.
They're warm, yeah. You can definitely feel warmth off them. They're not sizzling or anything.
Should I pick one up? So what happens?
I wouldn't bring them back to the pub unless I'm going to cheer up on my ones.
I just feel like fire thing feels like a bit
dodgy.
Slightly concerning. Is some demonic creature going to come through this, appear in the fire?
Yes, there is a bit. Why suddenly?
Where are you, Andy? And where are you, Matthew?
Well, we're far, approach the fire, yes.
Staying back.
So Tony is about there, next to the altar.
Probably, if you pick them up, what are you going to, as long as it doesn't burn you, what are you going to do?
If there's something different happens with the flames?
Anyway, I'm not much further away from where I was before.
Over here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What are those dots on the map, by the way? Are they just...
Killers.
They're posts. Wooden posts holding this ceiling up.
So the body which got burned, has it turned into one of those little imp things?
It has, yes.
All right.
Now, I'm going
to... I'm going to take it,
and gingerly pick up one of the hearts. But if it's really hot, I'm going to be ready to...
Yeah, it's not scalding. It's warm. You can certainly feel it's pretty warm.
Does anything happen? Anything change?
As you do that, the fire sort of loses a bit of its intensity. And one of the... You know what a drought-ridden ground looks like? Mm. Where you've got what almost look like paving slabs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A couple of the paving slabs in the middle, those slabs crumble and fall away. And leave... Well, there's obviously a gap under it.
And you did take a 12-foot drop.
No, this is inside the circle here.
All right.
But they definitely drop into a space that's beneath.
Because his memory serves, because when those elves and the last adventure brought the parents back, they also brought back two other bodies, wasn't it?
They did, yeah.
So those hearts, because...
Yeah,
do we only take your parents' hearts?
Yeah, so I'm wondering... And they had the same thing.
Can each of you please make a strong test?
Strength. Ooh, no.
I am strong with a minus.
Ooh. No, just straight up.
Ooh, just straight up. 14. Lucky.
10, I'm fine.
15, and now I fail.
You're the only one to fail, 10.
Looks like.
Take 4, temporary corruption.
Ooh,
that hurts. That is bad.
Is that your corruption threshold?
Yes, it is.
No, see, grow tentacles or something.
That takes up to 9.
Got to work out what
and my threshold
tentacles
is.
Tentacles, that is ask. But being a witch, this is when you grow a third eye or something. Isn't
it? Is evil.
Mm. Well, those hearts have been corrupted, haven't they? Honestly, that's because metagaming here a bit. I think the heart, my parents' hearts, the reason why the pub is booming.
Oh.
So no proof about it, but metagaming there a bit.
You mean...
Well, that's not even necessarily metagaming that you could be thinking about.
It's feng shui, and it's giving us extra power.
Mm.
Okay, Tone, for reaching your corruption threshold, you take 1d4 permanent corruption.
D4?
Oucher! This is where you want a 4.
3.
Ooh.
And you've kind of fallen to your knees with this... kind of this dreadful feeling that's suddenly surging through you.
You don't get the
point.
Can I
go to grab him? Uh-huh. Has he still got the stone?
No, make him drop the stone.
Yes, you're still holding the stone, yeah.
Yeah.
I shake the stone from his hand and I'm pulling him almost by the collar out of this room.
Okay, as you're going over there, can you all make vigilant rolls, please?
Vigilance!
Yes.
No, I fail.
Okay, Andy, you kind of, almost out the corner of your eye, kind of see, it's difficult to describe, it's kind of like a wispy tentacle, or it's just, you can see
coming it. Out of there.
It's not coming out of there, it is out of there. And it's kind of circling in here.
Oh shit. We're leaving now.
You have been listening to The Simbaroon Effect, presented by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. The music was the Carvosti theme by Iron Pact Orchestra, used with permission of Jan Ringer. Typefaces are Code by Font Fabric and Season of the Witch Black by ImageX.